This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder grocery store earlier this year has been found incompetent to stand trial. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
According to documents filed by public defenders, the 22-year-old alleged shooter reportedly did not understand the role of the judge in the case and lobbed accusations of collusion between his counsel and the prosecution. Lawyers also wrote in court filings that he has, quote, fatalism concerning God's will. Prosecutors have requested a second evaluation and maintain in court filings that the defendant does understand the charges against him and the role of the court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Southwest is still struggling to get back to its regular flight schedule in Denver. The airline has delayed or canceled more than a third of its flights out of Denver International Airport so far today. Over the weekend, Southwest canceled thousands of flights across the country, citing problems with air traffic control, staffing, and severe weather. The union representing pilots says the cancellations are due to labor shortages and poor planning by the company. No other airlines have reported abnormally high cancellations in or out of Denver. Well, Colorado is staring down its first big winter storm of the season. Parts of western Colorado should start to see some rain and or snow overnight. More storms across the state on Tuesday. Right now in Denver, it's 70 degrees, Clifton 61, Ouray 65. This is CPR News.